Hey, 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 good people. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's been a minute. I am thankful and I'm so blessed that I'm up and I'm functioning. Last week for me was extremely brutal. Oh my God. I don't even really know right now how to even put it into words. But I'm just thankful that I made it through it. I'm thankful that I'm here today. You know, I'm thankful that God gave me another day to share. And just some of my thoughts and some of my viewpoints on, let's say, the topic today will be relationships and entrepreneurship. Is it important? Is it necessary for your mate, if you're an entrepreneur, to support your dreams and visions in order for you to have a successful relationship? If you're in a relationship with somebody or you're working on building a relationship with somebody and you are a bona fide certified entrepreneur, you have a vision that God has given you, that you have taken the necessary steps and initiated movement and action towards that vision, which coincides with your purpose. As you're on that vision or that mission to bring that vision to fruition, is it necessary for the person that you're thinking about dating, or in a relationship with to support that vision? If they don't support that vision, which is linked to your purpose, will that hinder or harm the relationship? Now, I can't speak for everybody else. I can just speak for myself. For me, that would definitely be a deal breaker. Because for me, I don't understand why I would want to be in a relationship with someone who didn't support me in whatever. If we're in a relationship, and you know, for me, being in a relationship means that, you know, you two are together and you are building. So if I have a vision, or if he has a vision and a purpose, you know, a vision that he knows is attached to his purpose, excuse me, why wouldn't I support him? I feel that it's my duty to support him just as I feel like it's his duty to support me, because for one, I'm not only doing it for myself, even if it was for myself, but I'm doing it for a purpose. And even if it was for myself, ultimately, if I'm with you, it's going to benefit you. You know, I couldn't imagine myself being with somebody who was selfish, as selfless as I am. So I know if I have a vision that I'm building towards by way of entrepreneurship, and that vision, you know, comes to fruition, you're going to reap the benefits of everything that I get, because that's just who I am. I'm a giver. So, yeah, I would expect that you would be, or my significant other would be, my number one supporter. You know, support me, you know, invest in me. You know, do you believe, if you believe in me, if we're building something that we're working on to last, why would you not be behind that person? And see, what I find is a lot of people don't understand that and how important that is. For me, with me being so very spiritual, and God has given me all these visions, and my prayer to God was for me to build and bring these things to fruition with my partner. So over the years, I found that God had just had me laying foundations, giving me vision. I lay the foundation, he has me off to something else. And I'm like, God, why am I not, you know, doing, or why am I not going full throttle and going all the way to the end? I didn't understand. I have more clarity now that God was in the process of building me up, and God heard my prayers, but he had me like, okay, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. I wasn't knowing then, while I was laying the foundations, that I was actually laying the foundation for my future, and that I had to lay those foundations first, so I could see clearly, you know, at least the beginning of what God had laid out for me and my husband, or my partner. So now that I see, you know, the foundations clearly, I know that it's going to take a pretty powerful man to be able to hold and contain and help me to build my visions and dreams. And also that the man that I partner with will have to be on a level that is, I'll say, a level of knowledge that is greater than I have myself, because he's to help lead me. So I see now, I didn't understand, you know, in the midst of it and going through it. So I know now that, yeah, because I was like, God dang, I'm doing all this by myself. Like, what is going on? You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll have jokers that entertain, and, you know, and me being the person that I am, I always see the good in people. I say it all the time. It's a blessing and a curse, because I will see the good before I see the bad. That's just how optimistic I am. And I guess I immediately see myself in them. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, they good. And finding out that, you know, they were only there to bullshit, you know, or waste time, or, you know, they were, one-sided. They want me to help them build their vision, but they're not supportive, you know, to me with minds. And, you know, fuck all that. I'm not with all of that. You know, go play them games with somebody else. I'm on some real shit. I need full 100% support, you know. And now I know that my mate, okay, the man that God has for me, is great. And he will already know what to do with me. I won't have to say, hey, babe, I need your support. Or, you know, can you invest in me in this? He will know what to do. Period. Point blank. Because he's already operating on a level that's greater than me. And so he knows what his place, or what his role, or what his position is in my life, you know. So for me, you know, entertaining anybody that, you know, is not supportive, is only there to take from me, to get from me what they can in order to build their dreams, and, you know, have me supporting them. Because one thing about me, if I'm rocking with you, I'm rocking with you. Period. Point blank. You're not gonna have to guess that I'm rocking with you.
None of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel my 100% support. So, you know, I need that back. You know, so now I found that being that I've entertained these people, and don't get me wrong, like, it's not even no hard feelings or anything, because like I say, you know, there's always a lesson to be learned. So, excuse me, I told y'all I always yawn during the podcast. There's always a lesson to be learned. So, you know, I've always taken something away and applied it to my next situation. And I've always thanked God that I had the information to help them with. You know, I may not have helped them all the way, but whatever little information I gave them, once I figured out they was, you know, with on bullshit, that's fine. You feel me? That's for you. You know, use it. You know, that's what you got, you know. But I can say that, you know, God has always had my back 100%. So whenever I did get into those situations, you know, God will let you wander on a little bit before he corrects your path. And so God will always bring stuff to light. But yeah, so for me, you know, being that I'm an entrepreneur and I've been pushing so hard on my own and just, oh God, just going through so many obstacles and just so many attacks and, you know, so many two-faced people, backstabbing people, you know, in the spiritual world, you know, people trying to copy your spirit, people trying to steal your ideas and use them as their own. Knowing that they're not going to manifest. You know why? Because it's not your vision. So whatever you see that part and you say, okay, you pick that part and you try to run with it. But see, that's just a part of it. You know, you came in and you got that glimpse at that point in time. You don't know where the beginning started and you don't know what the end is because it's not your vision. You don't have the complete vision. So you're only going to go so far. And then you're going to be fucking stuck. Why? Because it's not your vision. You know? And more than likely, you know, your place was to work with that person. Right? As opposed to trying to run with their vision. And or trying to emulate or be them. It just doesn't work like that. You know? So I've seen it all. I'm thankful for it all. A lot of growth. But, yeah, so I don't really understand how a person could be in a relationship with anybody, whether they're an entrepreneur or not, and not know that they need to support that person. You know, whether it's you're working a regular 9-to-5, you still need to support that person. You know, support may come in the way of, okay, they got to work late. Well, what does that mean? That means that you gotta pull up the slack and go pick up the kids, or you got to cook dinner or whatever, you know. So in all relationships, I feel like it should be, you know, give and take. But I say, really, it should be give and give. I give, they give, you know. That way there's always reciprocity and each person in the relationship knows that they're being supported. And, you know, that their partner has their back. And like I say, and I said it before, I feel like the worst thing for a giver to do is to get with a taker. Because that giver only knows how to give and that taker only knows how to take. So the scales will always be unbalanced. But I say, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're a female entrepreneur, you know, keep your mind on your grind, stay focused, you know, don't let people in so easily. And if you do let people in, make sure they're supportive of you. If they're not supportive of you, and I don't care who it is, like so-called friends, family, whatever, significant other, if they not supporting you, stop fucking rocking with them. Like, don't fucking rock with them. They don't deserve your energy. You know what I'm saying? Because if they're not supporting you, you need to be 100% focused on your vision and on your dream. And if they're not supportive of that, that means that any time, any attention, any whatever that you're giving or spending with them is attention that could be focused on your business, your vision, on reaching your goals, you know. Because one thing that I've learned in life is that there are people that are intentionally placed in our lives as distractors and dream killers. And it's up to us to identify those people. Excuse me, I had to drink some iced tea. But it's up to us to identify those people. You know, there's no doubt they'll show you. You know, but then sometimes we have we overlook things, you know, but don't overlook that shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, if you pushing hard and you got a product and every time you bring up an idea or something, don't nobody want to, they not really trying to hear about it. They want to talk about some other bullshit. You know, they're not supportive of you and what you're doing, but then once shit start getting rolling, then all of a sudden they back, and they, you know, back like they never left. No, bitch, stay gone like you left. Bye bye. You know what I'm saying? Because it's important. It's already hard enough as an entrepreneur to be self-motivated and to get yourself up every day and to, you know, focus on building and, you know, whatever has to go into it, learning the craft, you know, getting mentorship from others, you know, it's hard enough. Like, you don't need people that are in your life to come and grab, you know, the fruit once it's harvest season, but they weren't around with you to plant the seed, you know, or to nurture the tree while it was growing. You don't want those type of people around you. I swear to you. I swear to you. You don't want dream killers around you. You know, it's better for you to not be in a relationship. You know, build like God had me doing. Building, laying foundation, being faithful, knowing that I'm going to find my mate. And it's better for you to build it and get to where God wants you to be, so then your mate can enter your life, you know, because like they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So, yeah, entrepreneurship, is it important for your mate to support you in your endeavors? I'm hoping y'all understand where I'm coming from. I say yes, and if they not, they can kick fucking rocks, because I'm cool. You feel me? I'm cool. There's no way that shit can work, because the nature of me, I'm going to automatically support them. So if they don't support me, what the fuck is we doing? You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I just wanted to put that out there, share my little point of view. You know, for me and my entrepreneurship, the man that comes into my life, he's going to have more knowledge than me, be doing it on a level that's bigger than me, be willing to invest in me, believe in my visions, help me to achieve my goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an automatic. You know, if I can't get that, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it. I'll keep grinding it out and going through, you know, the hurts and pains and, oh Lord, long days and sleepless nights, you know, then I'd rather do that than to entertain bullshit and have somebody waste my time. So anyways, it's your girl, Miss Tish, signing off. Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Today is Monday. It's actually Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Sing, celebrate.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. I'm going to get out of here. I got to go to the gym. My stomach is growling, all that stuff. Peace and blessings to you. All right, one.